SBS Radio.
In this bulletin, New South Wales Deputy Coroner to hand down findings on the inquest into David Dunga's death in custody. The federal government announced it will be increasing the number of refugees settling in regional Australia. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accuses prosecutors of an attempted coup after being indicted on corruption charges. New South Wales Deputy Coroner Derek Lee will today hand down his findings following a three-week inquest into the death in custody of David Dungai. Mr. Dungai, a mentally ill diabetic, died at Long Bay Hospital in December 2015 after being pulled from his cell because he refused to stop eating biscuits. His family has demanded those responsible for his death in custody be held accountable. New South Wales Labor MP Jodie Harrison has welcomed a decision by the state government to revisit ways it could fly the Aboriginal flag permanently on the Sydney Harbour Bridge. The state's Minister for Transport and Roads, Andrew Constance, says there are some structural issues on the bridge which could pose difficulties. More than 125,000 people have signed an online petition to have the flag on the bridge 365 days a year. The flag is currently raised 15 days a year on Australia Day and during Reconciliation and NAIDOC weeks. Ms. Harrison says the measure would be an important recognition of Indigenous culture.
It actually recognises that there are Aboriginal people in Australia. There always was Aboriginal people in Australia. And for people who are first coming to Australia, for tourists, they see the Sydney Harbour Bridge. It's one of those iconic buildings that are seen right across the world. And to have the Aboriginal flag flying on that means that the rest of the world know that Aboriginal culture is important in this country.
The Aboriginal community of Scottdesco on South Australia's west coast has been handed a lifeline after its water reserve completely ran dry. Scottdesco, a community of 50 people, including 12 children, on the eastern fringe of the Nullarbor Plain, relies on a large store of rainwater, but back in March, it sounded the alarm that it was running dry. This week, the South Australian government has confirmed it will fund a water-cutting operation over summer while it looks for a long-term solution. Scottdesco Aboriginal Corporation Chief Executive Robert Larking said the community has historically relied on rainwater, but its catchment dam has run dry. Sydneysiders have been warned to take action to prevent smoke-related illnesses as smoke haze from bushfires is expected to linger for days. Air quality plummeted to hazardous levels for the second time this week, with paramedics treating more than 50 people for smoke-related illnesses. Dr. Richard Broome from New South Wales Health says people should be vigilant.
To keep yourself healthy during fire season, it's important to keep an eye on air quality. When there is a lot of smoke in the air, cut back on outdoor physical activity, particularly if you're someone who has a heart or lung condition. And when it's really smoky like it has been today, it's best to stay indoors and just avoid the smoke as best possible.
Immigration Minister David Coleman says the federal government will be increasing the proportion of refugees being resettled in areas outside the capital cities. At least half of annual refugee intake will be redirected to settle in 21 regional locations, including Wollongong, Newcastle, Coffs Harbour, Armidale, Wagga Wagga and Albury in New South Wales. That's an increase of 10%. The measure is one of seven recommendations being adopted by the federal government from an independent review into the employment and settlement outcomes for refugees. Minister Coleman told 3AW the new measure is in line with the government's focus on regional migration.
Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane account for 70% of Australia's entire population growth. So what we're doing is saying a greater proportion of migrants in the future will be settling outside of those big cities to help take the population pressure off the big cities and at the same time support regional communities.
Israel's, Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu has condemned what he calls a coup against him as he also vowed to hold on to power. The 70-year-old leader has become the country's first prime minister to be indicted in office on corruption charges. The charges include fraud, breach of trust, and accepting bribes. Mr. Netanyahu is alleged to have accepted gifts from wealthy businessmen and dispensed favors to try to get more positive press coverage. In an often vitriolic 15-minute speech, Mr. Netanyahu denied any wrongdoing and he criticized his opponents for plotting against him.
I won't let the lie win. I will continue to lead the country according to the law exactly as written. I'll continue to lead the country with responsibility, with dedication and with care for the security and the future of all of us, and for our country and for democracy and for the rule of law and for justice. We need to do one thing. We need at last to investigate the investigators.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says there's clear evidence that Donald Trump used his office for his own personal gain and undermined national security. The remarks come as politicians continue their impeachment inquiry into the Republican president. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy called the impeachment hearing a hit job on the president. Pelosi reiterated that it is up to the House Intelligence Committee to determine how to proceed with Democratic-led investigation.
As the court has declared in the case of Richard Nixon unanimously, the Congress has the right to subpoena and inquiry, and they should be coming before us. They keep taking it to court, and no, we're not going to wait till the courts decide. We can't wait for that because, again, it's a technique. It's obstruction of justice.
And back home, law firm Slater & Gordon has announced class actions against ANZ and Westpac for selling so-called junk insurance policies to unsuspecting customers. The firm claims the big banks sold worthless credit card insurance to customers they would never have been eligible to claim against. The action comes just 2 days after the firm reached a $49.5 million settlement with the NAB over the same issue. Slater & Gordon practice group leader Andrew Paul says the junk insurance products added thousands to credit card bills and personal loan repayment, while providing little or no benefit to customers. And to sport, in tennis, Australia are out of the Davis Cup after John Peers and Jordan Thompson lost the quarterfinal doubles rubber to Canadian duo Denis Shapovalov and Vasek Pospisil. Peers and Thompson went down 6-4, 6-4 as Canada booked a semifinal against Russia or Serbia. Earlier, Alex de Minaur leveled the tie at 1-1 after beating Shapovalov following Pospisil's win over John Millman, a late replacement for Nick Kyrgios. Here is how the final moments were called on the Nine Network's Gem Channel.
A fitting finish as Canada make the semis here in Madrid. A magnificent performance from Vasek Pospisil. The Aussies are out. It's Canada that move through to the final four.
And having a look at the weather around the country, Perth, a cloudy day, 26. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 22. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 20. Hobart, mostly sunny, 22. Albury-Wodonga, a sunny day, 24. Canberra, haze, 34. Wollongong, morning smog and haze becoming windy, top of 23. Sydney, much the same, top of 26. Newcastle, smoke and haze and top of 32. Brisbane, a mostly sunny day, 29. Townsville, partly cloudy, 29. Cairns, mostly sunny, 29. Alice Springs, mostly sunny, 27. Darwin, partly cloudy, 35. And the Torres Strait Islands, a mostly sunny day and a top of 30. And that is NITV Radio News.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.